Bushun in den Wemaganitok. Beshko benesia que indigo, mang and do dame. Ga usisquajime cog and doin jaba. Ga misqua wako cog in da. Helene Fleming indigena cause. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I say, me gwech for this good life, this long life, minno be modesty win. Say, me gwech for the resilience of the Ojibwe people. And again, I want to talk about criminal and civil jurisdiction in Ojibwe country here on the Leech Lake Nation. In the last session, I was talking about traditional ways that our peoples dealt with civil and criminal crimes on our own people within our own areas of our own nations. And then I talked about the assimilation era and how the federal government worked to take away more of our rights and to have tighter control of our peoples. And one of the ways that they did that was through the Major Crimes Act of 1885, in which they took away our right of jurisdiction over major criminal crimes by Indian people on Indian reservations. And again, in 1953, there was a Public Law 280 that was passed, and that was during the termination era. It was part of that policy. And there were five mandatory states in which the right, where civil regulatory regulation was taken away from our people. And so I had asked an attorney one time, I said, why do you think Minnesota was a part of that loss of civil regulatory power in 1953? And the reply was that people must have just thought that the indigenous people in Minnesota were just having too many troubles with the law. But anyway, what I want to talk about here is our own Leech Lake Tribal Police Department. And I want to talk about our chief of police, who is Kenneth Duane Washington. He was born February 18th, 1970, at the Cass Lake Hospital. And his mother is Rita Ann Washington. She was from S Lake, and she was a pillager. She is a pillager band member. His father is Terry Uthant of Ball Club, who was another pillager. But Ken was raised by his grandma, Dora Washington, in S. Lake. And, of course, he lived with her till he was 15 or 16. And this is nothing unusual for our people, to have our grandparents involved in the raising of our children. Even in our stories of Nana Bushu, because of the troubles that were brought to us by being colonized because of historical trauma, oftentimes the parents had to step in to raise the children. So in the Nana Bushu stories, it's his grandma Nokomis who raises Nana Bushu and teaches him. Again, too, it's just that grandparents, we love our grandchildren and we want them to have good life, and we want to be with them. And so we help our families out. Anyway, Ken Duane Washington's Ojibwe name is Wabus. And I asked him about his name. He said as a young boy, he would go out in the woods to those papo thickets in the swamps with his grandpa, Alan Washington. And Alan Washington was the one who taught him how to set snares. Also taught him how to hunt with a .22. They would snare rabbits and take them home and skin them. Ken would watch and be amazed at the skinning of the rabbits. His job was to watch, to learn, and to prepare the snares while the cleaning of the rabbits occurred. When Ken was 9 to 10 years old, he ended up going out in the wintertime by himself and setting 10 to 15 snares at a time in the swamp behind his grandma's house. He'd also bring his .22 along and hunt for the rabbits, for grouse, and for weasels. Ken would take the rabbits to his great-grandma, Anna Fairbanks, who lived in Nest Lake, and her neighbor, Jessie Lyons. These two grandmas were always so grateful for the rabbits and would accept and de-skin the rabbits so quickly that always amazed Ken how these two old ladies could get that rabbit fur off that wabus. Then they'd make rabbit soup with dumplings on the wood stove. And Ken also brought the two grandmas the jack pine wood for that stove. And it was these two grandmas who ended up calling Ken Wabus, because that was a part of Ken. So Ken learned as a young boy that it was his responsibility to bring food to the family. And his education, he went to elementary school at Est Lake. He went to Black Duck for the 7th through 10th grades. And then he moved to the Cass Lake area to live with his Aunt Mary and Bob Goggle Eye, her husband Bob Goggle Eye. That's when he went to Bemidji High School, and he graduated from there in 1988. So after graduation in August of 1988, Ken Washington joined the Navy. He said there was a tradition to be followed because his uncle Bob Goggle Eye had also been in the Navy. Wabus also wanted to see the world, and that's what he did. He traveled to Japan, Australia, Philippines, Hawaii, North Ireland, and San Francisco. Ken said that in the Navy he learned discipline and structure, which he still relies on today in his work as chief of police of our tribal law enforcement department. In the Navy, he worked 7 days a week, 12 hours on and 12 hours off. So except for the Navy, Chief Washington has always worked on the reservation. In 1991, he came back to Cass Lake, and he began working for the Leech Lake DRM, the Division of Resource Management. And his mentor was William Burnell, a Leech Lake conservation officer. In 1992, Ken attended and graduated from the Police Academy, a federal law enforcement facility in Marana, Arizona. This learning experience was 14 weeks long, and he graduated as a member of the Indian Police Academy class of 63. And that number 63 is relevant to the number of graduating classes. His was the 63rd class to graduate. Today, he says, the sequence of graduating classes is over 120. He returned to Leech Lake to work in conservation for the band. And he also spent 4 years working with the Cass Lake Police Department. Then he began working for the Leech Lake Tribal Police. He became a sergeant there. And eventually, in 2013, he became the chief of police of the Leech Lake Tribal Police Department. So the Leech Lake Tribal Police Department was originally formed by Rocky Papsadora, Stephen Day, and Alvin John Wind in 1999 after the Stone decision. And in the Stone decision, it was decided that the counties and state had no civil regulatory rights on the reservation. So the current department is housed in the building on Highway 2 on the frontage road, and that building was the former offices for the Minnesota DNR in Cass Lake. But they're building a new building on the site of the old Cass Lake High School football field, that space between our child care facilities that I know as Dickenagan and the Leech Lake government headquarters. And the new facilities will house the police department, dispatch and communication officers, and the administration staff of the police department. The other half of the space will house a tribal court system. So I'm going to end this session for now on our Leech Lake Tribal Police Department. And in the next session, I'm going to continue to tell you about our own tribal police department. Miigwech, Bisan Dam. Miigwech, Mi'iu.